This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open for you. If you want to join us here, we're kicking off the second hour. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We're talking about an artist who has been arrested. It's the artiste for putting out some metal cards with drawings on them.
Yep. Yeah, his name's Matt Hoover. Yeah. And Matt Hoover has a YouTube channel called CRS Firearms. And he also had a website called, I can't remember what it's called, I don't know. Either way, it doesn't matter because if you go there now, it says ATF property.
Oof.
Yeah. So,
wow, they stole his website, too.
They stole his website, yeah.
His website is now ATF property?
Yeah, you go to his former website, and now says ATF.
In case this wasn't clear that it was an attack on his freedom of speech, they took his website.
Correct. I've never seen anything like that just pops up ATF property. Why wouldn't they just leave it blank?
Well, it's not ATF, but whenever they take down darknet, marketplace sites, it always has a bunch of, law enforcement logos. They just replace the home. Page with
go,
it. It's just a thing. Brag. It's just a big, look what we did. Yeah. Yeah, it's the internet equivalent of, the old classic photo of the cops around a table with a bunch of drugs on it where they're all like putting, giving the thumbs up or whatever,
here
looking badass.
Seized website.
Yeah.
Yep. Autokeycards.com. If you go to autokeycards.com,
then they're going to log your IP address if you do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you better believe it.
Probably already got mine anyway. Tampa Field Division, it says. So
So this is their big, this is their way of internet show off. Well, look what we did.
Throwing their muscle around. It's so tough.
But so this guy printed these cards with drawings on them.
Yes.
That if someone were to take, you said a Dremel or something like that, and essentially, cut this card along the drawing, then they would have one of these what's called lightning links that could then be used to drop into a semi-automatic rifle and turn it into the equivalent of
a fully automatic rifle. Yeah, and I was wrong on the prices, by the way, the values. I just went on GunBroker and searched the latest registered, the legal ones that were registered before they banned them
decades ago
in 1985 or whatever. And apparently, there's one registered drop in auto sear on there, RDIAS, which was $38,000.
$38,000 for a piece of metal.
It is a little hunk of metal. Think of three or four quarters stacked on top of each other. That's about how big it is.
That comes with paperwork showing that it's quote unquote legal through the ATF.
Yeah, you gotta jump through a lot of hoops and have a lot of money in order to have that. And if you could just throw the $40,000 away tomorrow, you might be able to go pick it up at your local machine gun dealer a year from now or more.
So insane.
Mm-hmm.
So if they are technically still legal, why did he get arrested for selling these drawings of them?
Because any of those that have been made after 1986 are illegal.
Oh, okay.
The ones that were made before 1986 are grandfathered. And you can only have, and part of the deal was when they banned them, you had to register them all as machine guns.
Hmm.
So you'd have to go through the legal, blah, blah, blah. A lot of people
pay the taxes.
Yeah, a lot of people just got afraid and threw them in the garbage. Some people, I'm sure a lot of people just buried them in the backyard or whatever. For a rainy day. But they're literally just little. I wouldn't pay more than $1.50. They should sell those things. Those candy buckets on the countertop at the store, and they have gumballs in them or fireballs. That's how those should be sold at the gun store.
Just grab a few.
Yeah. $2 a piece, it doubles as a cool keychain. That's how those should be sold.
But the ATF is insane, and they are now going to try to ruin this man's life. He is apparently out of Wisconsin, named Matthew Hoover.
Yep.
And according to the story here at Jacksonville.com, they had filed a similar charges against another guy, Christopher Irvin of Orange Park, in Florida. and they filed that last year. So in the spring of 2021, they've now updated that indictment and added Matthew Hoover to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim that investigators probe of his online sale of credit card-sized metal strips under the name Auto Key Card. The 17-count indictment says Urban sales took off because of publicity he received from Hoover. So Urban, I guess, is the guy maybe who's making these cards?
Yeah, I guess so.
And Hoover publicized it on his YouTube channel, which has about 134,000 subscribers. The indictment lists 10 dates between November and February when it says Hoover promoted Urban's product in videos and referred to AutoKeyCard.com as the video's sponsor. Quote, Mr. Urban was paying Mr. Hoover for the advertisements, said the U.S. attorney Laura Kofer-Taylor in told a judge in Milwaukee Friday. The indictment identifies Hoover as operating Coloma Resale, a store which is a federally licensed firearms dealer. But in court, attorneys said much of Hoover's income comes from his YouTube postings. The decisions to charge Hoover inflamed gun rights supporters, who by Monday had contributed about $110,000 through 2,700 donations to a GoFundMe page to cover his legal costs.
I helped.
Excellent. Quote, this really is a travesty of justice, and it shows that tyranny is alive and well in the country. As though you needed more examples
of
that.
Yeah, just the ATF existing is proof of that. There are unelected people who are literally going after people who are drawing pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Supporters cast Thursday's fundraising effort as a step toward protecting gun rights guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment. One viewer wrote, I've donated and I don't really care for Matt. Something needs to be done about this out-of-control government agency. This goes beyond personal feelings, and every Second Amendment supporter should also donate.
What, is he like his neighbor who he wants to cut, like, branches off his tree or something?
Who knows?
Fortunately for him, at least, he was released on condition. So he is out on bail already, unlike Nobody, who is our co-host, who had to spend 6 months in jail for Bitcoin-related allegations. There's a little bit of good news. We may be having Nobody back on the air soon. There was a bit of a development.
Awesome. You know he misses it.
Yeah, I miss him, too. But during the hearing Friday, the U.S. attorney told the judge, or the magistrate in this case, that Hoover has been important for spreading awareness of auto key card products. Let's see, auto key card
is... that a crime?
Yeah, I mean, are they even saying this guy was selling them? He's just promoting it. I mean, what are the allegations here? I'll have to pull up the indictment. I am curious to see what they've hit him. I'm guessing it's conspiracy.
Probably. Yeah, probably something
all
along those
down
lines,
the line.
But you know how they do things, too. They just start stacking on made-up stuff so that they're hoping anything will stick. You know,
That's what they're doing in our case.
The ATF, the government is anti-American. Probably especially the ATF.
So they're certainly anti-gun, anti-freedom.
Definitely, absolutely.
So, but this comes back around to what I was saying before, is, yes, they could absolutely go after you, Matt. They could go after us for this. Oh, you guys mentioned their website on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not getting paid to
awareness.
Do it. Right, we're not getting paid to do it. But
let's take it up a notch. Let's plug his GoFundMe. CRS Matt Hoover needs our help.
That's what it's called.
Yep.
And it's still up? It's not
still up.
Okay, that's good.
They're up to $122,315, and they're looking for $500,000. They've got 3,000 donors.
Here's why they can... You said, can they arrest me for, you know, promoting this or talking about it or whatever? Or even if you were selling them. Yeah, they absolutely can, even though it's probably illegal what they're doing because free speech says you can draw a thing and sell the drawing of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The illegal, quote-unquote, act would be cutting the thing out and possessing that thing.
Yep.
But they're going as far as they can. They're pushing the envelope as far as they can. And even if they lose this, this dude's still going to be out $500,000 or whatever on attorneys. He's going to be out the years that it's going to take to get through. I mean, the Crypto 6 case, it's been almost an entire year since the FBI and the ATF and the Postal Service and these other agencies raided this house. I've been on bail conditions for almost a year, not quite the majority of the year. Nobody's been out since September. He's been on very restricted bail since then. We've had our lives highly upended and, you know, I mean, they didn't kill any of us, thank goodness. They didn't shoot the dog. But we can't do all the things that we could do before. We don't have the same freedoms. We can't even spend cryptocurrency now. But if they drop our charges later, or when they drop our charges later.
High five.
Or when they lose this guy's case. When they lose the case. He doesn't get his years back.
No. Bart's stress, his gray hair doesn't go away.
Nothing.
Kids,
you get nothing.
Kids, they're all freaked out about it, you know.
You'd be lucky to get the attorney's costs covered after the fact. So there's no punishment for the ATF for doing this. They can just go around and do whatever they want. More coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about a yet another disturbing, outrageous violation of the right to free speech, which has been pretty clearly established. I mean, we've talked recently about how in Australia and New Zealand, they don't have constitutions, you know, like we do. They don't have a Bill of Rights there. The government there can do, you know, pretty much anything that they want. And at least here they have to pay at least some lip service to the idea of free speech. So, you know, every now and then the court system will have to rule in favor of freedom of speech. They don't want to, but it's pretty clear. I mean, the First Amendment's written in easily understandable language. You do have the right to freedom of speech, generally.
And then they put the Second Amendment after the First Amendment to make a point.
And what point? What point was that?
If somebody tries to prevent you from having free speech, see Amendment 2.
Right. So
I don't think that was an accident.
By the way, I do want to make sure you know about freetalklive.com. We like freedom of speech over at freetalklive.com, and that is where you have the ability to express yourself on our social media website over at social.freetalklive.com. You can go there and create an account, and you can express yourself without having some big tech conglomerate like Facebook or Twitter stop you from doing that. So please go to social.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about freedom of speech in a case that was just, I guess, updated as they arrested another individual to be added to this case in regards to what was called, what the hell was the website again?
Auto key cards.
Auto key card and auto key cards. So the plural and singular version were both owned by a gentleman named Irvin, Christopher Justin Boyer Irvin from Florida. And so he was charged last year. They've now updated that indictment, and it added a Matthew Raymond Hoover from Wisconsin, who is a YouTuber with over 100,000 viewers on his channel. Not too shabby at all. And that apparently they had some sort of an arrangement wherein Hoover was promoting the Auto Key Card website and the Auto Key Card product on his YouTube channel. And according to the ATF, that means that he was part of a conspiracy.
It's really their conspiracies. It's always the government that has a conspiracy that people are out to get them, and then they charge the people with conspiracies.
Few things are as dangerous as paranoid bureaucrats.
Yeah, you make a good point there, Bonnie, that this is absolutely paranoid government people who are worried about their precious power. They actually use the term here, as you said earlier, Matt, they consider these things, these tiny little pieces of steel, to be machine guns. They say, they call them constituted as machine guns? Conversion devices constituting machine guns. Quote unquote. Oh, there's another word. Machine gun conversion devices constituting machine guns are what they call these things legally. And they're saying that having a printed card with an outline of what one of these things would look like, should you cut it out from that card, the metal card, is a crime. They're saying that's a crime.
As soon as these go back on sale, I thought they were dumb. Like, I personally don't like automatic weapons because for no other reason, they eat a lot.
They eat a lot of ammo, and they're not that accurate.
It's expensive to shoot them. You know, they're toys. Even in a theater of war, in my opinion, a full auto really isn't all that necessary, you know. But that said, if when these go back on sale, and I'm saying when these go back on sale, I'm buying one to scrape my windshield with.
Or frame it and just put it up on the wall. Right?
Maybe I'll have several. I'll give them out to my friends.
They actually look like that. You could open beer with them.
Sure. I bet you could.
There should be a bottle opener version of them.
So I'm looking at this indictment here. The article that I'd had, the Jacksonville.com article, says that, you know, they got a link to it, but it's a dead link. So I had to go looking around, and somebody on a Reddit thread has it, and it's not really clear what these charges are. There are 17 quote-unquote counts, but it doesn't list what the thing is that the count is. Is it 17 conspiracy counts? I'm still not really clear on this, and it's a, you know, 20-page indictment, so obviously I haven't had a chance to look in detail at this. But to go back to the story here, was there anything that you had as far as, did you have a news item or were you just generally kind of talking about this?
I was just, you know, it was something I was following the other day. You know, it all came down and I have more ATF stuff tonight too, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's been a busy week in gun world as far as legal stuff goes.
This one is an outrage though. And according to the story here at Jacksonville.com, the 17-count indictment says Urban Sales took off because the publicity that he received from Hoover, who regularly posts on his YouTube channel about this. And then they say, that he was being arrested Thursday. So I guess today. Was that today? Or no, last week. Yeah, last week. So it was, after a hearing on Friday that a federal magistrate ordered him released on the conditions that he wouldn't have contact with witnesses from his case or promote auto key card silencers or legally questionable firearm products in his videos while his case was pending. Has he made a video since?
There's no legal definition of legally questionable firearms.
Yeah, it's super subjective. Yeah. But no, he hasn't, to my knowledge, he has not spoken publicly yet. His wife has, a bunch of his friends have. They've gone on his channel and, you know, done kind of Q&A live things on his channel and things like that. And a bunch of other gun channels have, like, opened up and, like, not everybody likes this guy, but even the ones who don't like him have stepped up and said, this is
crazy.
Lunacy.
Why is this guy such a polarizing figure as far as people liking him?
He's kind of a good old boy down home, and that doesn't settle.
Everybody.
Sort of the same with everybody.
That's just the way it is, Bonnie.
Weird that it's been brought up so many times in this specific case. I don't know.
Anytime you are a personality that's public, you're going to have haters.
And he's got a big mouth.
Yeah. If you've got an if you have an opinion,
even people
who
should support you might not necessarily because they don't like that you have a big mouth.
The items held 1 to 3 etchings, each the same pattern. So they sold different size versions of this. Court filing said an ATF agent used a Dremel cutting tool to follow the pattern and cut from the metal an item that he inserted into a semi-automatic rifle to enable him to fire the weapon fully automatic with just a pull of the trigger. Sold without any government licenses, the items created the potential of owning a fully automatic firearm without the regulation and expense.
I'm sorry. If I trained my finger to be really strong and flexible, would it be considered a machine gun?
No.
If I could just do it faster than anyone else?
No, you would not. That's been asked. But did you just say, Ian, that an ATF agent did, in fact, cut one of these things out?
He did.
It worked? Okay, so he committed a felony.
No, not when he's working for the government.
Oh.
Then they're exempt. They're exempt.
Oh, so he doesn't belong in jail for 10 years?
No. Haven't you ever read those statutes? They always exempt government agents from these things.
Oh.
Yeah. They're special.
Maybe we should all become government agents.
No. That sounds really disgusting.
I mean, we just don't have to go to work every day or ever.
Sold without these licenses, they create the potential. Taylor said the judge, then they give an example of how much these things sell for. So $15,000 is one example of them if it's the licensed, regulated version of it.
We wouldn't pass any background tests to get into a government
business. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Bonnie. It's the John Wilkes Booth.
There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160. This is a clear free speech case. They're now outlawing art. This is
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As big city crime continues to skyrocket across the nation, President Biden is calling on lawmakers to authorize more money for community policing efforts.
The answer is not to defund the police. It's to give you the tools the training, the funding, to be partners, to be protectors.
Biden making no mention of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who has been criticized for a memo he issued to his staff advising them not to prosecute certain low-level crimes. The United States believes Moscow was close to staging a fake attack against Russians to justify an invasion of Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the plan could include a release of a graphic video of a fake attack. Kirby saying this propaganda is right out of the Russian playbook. USA Radio News. A Tennessee Democrat is shown the door from the state Senate over a fraud conviction.
A Tennessee Democrat was expelled from the state Senate on Wednesday over her conviction on fraud charges. State Senator Katrina Robinson of Memphis was convicted of wire fraud last fall after being accused of stealing $600,000 from a health care school she ran to pay for her wedding and other personal expenses.
This whole process has been a very painful process, and to stand before you and go through essentially a procedural lynching in this body.
The Senate voted 27-5 to accept the Ethics Committee report to expel Robinson. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Super Bowl ad spots are sold out. NBC Universal saying every in-game slot across all platforms has been sold ahead of the February 13th game. To run an ad this year in the Super Bowl, it cost $6 million for a 30-second spot. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's just some crazy stuff here in this case. They are coming, like you said, Matt, they're coming at these guys with everything they possibly can. I was just looking through this indictment. For whatever reason, it does not list the charges on the indictment. You kind of have to look at the code and look it up and see what it says. But we're talking about this case with these with this artwork of lightning links, these little metal pieces that if you have one of them and it's not registered with the government from the early 1980s or 70s or something like that, then it's a illegal machine gun in their mind and you will go to prison. But these guys aren't selling lightning links. They were selling, through their website,
pictures of them
on metal cards. And the ATF is now coming after them with 17 counts, and it's just absolutely outrageous. They're saying that there's 6 counts in here that they aided and abetted the transfer of firearms, that is, quote-unquote, machine gun conversion devices constituting machine guns.
Wow.
And then they mention specifically via U.S. mail to a person with the initials J.A. And so then there's another one with the initials R.D. So they looked through, you know, they were watching them or watching the mail, or maybe they found their sales records, and I would hope this guy didn't keep all his sales records because you know they're coming after all the customers
probably
next. But if you know, if they didn't keep the sales records, then probably most of the customers are safe. But in this case, they were at least able to identify six of them.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of those sales is a count in this particular document. So that's what we're talking about right now.
So how much time is he facing?
I'm guessing these are all felonies.
Each one is, they're trying to consider each one an illegal machine gun. So who knows how many they sold, because each one of those cards has several, you know, one, two, or three different, you know, cutoutable pieces on it. So, I don't know, selling an illegal machine gun, I don't know what the penalty is for selling an illegal machine gun. I imagine it's real stiff, though.
Me too.
Here's one that they threw in. They are alleging that they are looking to avoid the currency transaction reports, whatever that particular charge is. Again, they don't list the charges, but here's what count eight is. Christopher Irvin, so they're not saying, I guess it was the other guy, Hoover. So Irvin's got some of the counts alone in this, and then Hoover has some of them. So just to be clear, let's see, I'm not sure how many of them Hoover's on. Hoover is apparently on the majority of them, but there's a few that he's not on. So one of the things they went after Irvin for, quote, knowingly and for the purpose of evading the reporting requirements of 31 U.S.C. 5313 and the regulations promulgated pursuant therefore or thereunder with respect to currency transactions in excess of $10,000, caused and attempted to cause a domestic financial institution to fail to file a report required under that section of code, and any regulation prescribed under any such section by conducting the following transactions, each being a cash withdrawal at a federally insured financial institution. And then they list a series of, $9,000 and $5,000 at the Community First Credit Union. And then there's another, there's several more counts. Counts 9 through 14. So they've got several more counts here where they're saying, again, for the purpose of evading the reporting requirements of doing over $10,000, the dude made several cash withdrawals at the same credit union. And several $9,000 withdrawals. So there's six $9,000 withdrawals. They're hitting him with one count for each time that he went to the bank and pulled out $9,000.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
They're so weird.
So some of these are gun-related. Some of these are, all right, well, he went to the bank and pulled out $9,000, so therefore he knows about the federal reporting requirements, therefore he's trying to avoid them, therefore you've been charged with a criminal act.
That is so strange. That? Like, that would be charging somebody for a criminal act by doing what you can to obey the law.
Yeah, I mean, I see that interpretation of it, Matt.
But he's following the law.
Yeah. Or what if it's just completely the fact that he needed $9,000 each time and it has nothing to do with the tax? I mean, how can they prove it one way or the other? It's,
they're going to prove it by the circumstance, right? So it was in a row, basically, December 29th, 30th, 31st, January 2nd, January 5th, January 6th. So he basically went in, you know, every single day for a series of days and pulled out $9,000.
One day he woke up and realized, I need $9,000 more for this other thing. Dang it. How can you prove it one way or the other? You can't.
I get what you're saying. They're going to say, look, this guy knew, and so, you know, it's clear that he knew. That's why he did $9,000 withdrawals.
It's not clear. You have to know in order to put somebody in jail.
Well, that's true. It does say knowingly, and that will be the element that they have to somehow prove. Yeah. So you're right. You're absolutely right about this, Bonnie. But again, it's hard to trust a jury is going to do the right thing in a federal case, which is what they're doing. They're throwing all the charges they can.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, I've got more ATF news this week, and this is hilarious.
Is it?
It's scary, and it's hilarious.
Yes. Well, this story is scary because this is actually an attack on freedom of speech.
Okay. Well, here's the ATF setting itself up for success in many other dastardly ways.
Okay.
So, Congressman from Texas, Michael Cloud. He got the ATF in front of him, and he asked them what the deal was with their records keeping. Because the ATF is not allowed to keep a registry of firearms, right? Other than the fully automatics, which is arguably also illegal.
Hold on, let me see if I'm following you here. You're saying that when somebody goes and buys a gun,
Correct.
And the form that they fill out that's sent to the ATF for them to look.
It is not sent to the ATF.
Who's that sent to?
It's kept with the gun dealer for 20 years.
Okay, so who's being looked at? They look up the person, right? So, like when you fill out that form,
correct,
that's being checked by some government agency.
You're getting background checked, but no record of that is allowed to be kept. So that.
But let me just clarify. So when you say you're getting background checked,
mm-hmm,
is that being checked with the ATF?
Yes.
So that data is being transmitted to them.
All it is your name, and basically they're trying to find out if you've got a record or not. If you don't have a record, if you don't have a felony, then...
So hold on. Let me, because I've never gone through this process before.
Okay.
I've never purchased a gun through brand new channels.
Okay.
I've always bought them from, you know, friends privately, which is, as I understand it, completely legal, yeah, here in New Hampshire, as long as the person knows you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you buy a brand new weapon, there's a form. I presume the ATF is creator of that form.
Correct.
Correct? So the ATF came up with a form. You gotta have that filled out. It's gotta have your name on it. It's gotta have your date of birth on, mm-hmm, it. It's gotta have the type of gun, right? Or doesn't it?
Nope.
No.
It's not. Nope.
No.
Nope.
So they don't know what kind of gun you're trying to buy.
Correct.
They just know you're trying to buy a gun, and then that data is transmitted to the ATF, but you're saying the form itself isn't sent to them?
Correct.
Just some of the entries on the form?
So are they allowed to store the data of the fact that you got background tested for gun purchase?
I believe they are not allowed to. I don't think that's anything that's kept record of.
Well,
who knows if they actually are or not.
Yeah.
But,
well, wait, isn't that what you're saying doing now?
Well, here's the thing. Let's walk through this in the beginning.
All right.
So when you buy a gun, you fill out what's called a 4473. You go into a gun shop, sporting goods store, you buy a gun, you fill out a form called a 4473.
Okay.
4473 asks you if you're a wife beater. It asks you if you're addicted to drugs.
Right.
It asks you if you've ever renounced your citizenship. A few other questions. And it has your name on it, social security number, and it goes, you hand it to the gun shop owner or personnel member,
right,
and they call the ATF, they read your driver's license and the matching information you put on the...
There's not an online form, they actually have to call it in?
They call it in,
uh-huh,
and then they usually hang up the phone, and 15 minutes later or so, the ATF calls back and says, yep, he's good to go, give him his gun.
It's that fast in most cases?
Depends on how busy it is.
All right, let's talk more about this, because somehow they're creating a database from this information, and they're not supposed to?
We'll get into it.
603-283-6160. You're invited. You can join us here. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt.
We're talking about some outrageous cases in regards to the ATF and what sort of skullduggery and violations of your rights that they are involved in. Because remember, if they're violating one person's rights, they can do it to you.
Yep.
They just haven't gotten around to you yet.
Yeah.
And so, you know, these people need to be stood up for. They need to have some good defense attorneys in these cases. So we're not going to continue on the story about Irvin and Hoover, the guys that were promoting the artwork that had been arrested for selling and promoting artwork on the internet of the lightning links.
Mm-hmm.
But, Matt, you've got another story. We're going to get into it here, but I do want to get Sarah on the line. She's been waiting patiently here in New Mexico.
Essential oils.
Sarah, go ahead.
I just want to bring up about the dirty water that a lot of people drink around the world, and they get ill.
Mm-hmm.
So they, and of course, the Joyce Meyer Ministry, if you want to, her ministry helps dig up wells. So what's really interesting is that they walk like several miles every day getting water, and then they get sick from it. But the thing is, if they dig down under exactly where they live, they would hit an aquifer enough to get a well. I mean, that's pretty pathetic. And I just wonder how much those water wells would cost to dig one for a village.
That's a good question.
Directly does the same thing. They give people money, and they've used it to build wells, right?
It wouldn't surprise me, but I'm not sure, Bonnie. I don't know what all the stories are. I mean, they've given people over $400 million, mostly, from what I understand, in very poor parts of Africa. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's much more than a few grand.
And I bet it'd be cheaper in a poor country.
It probably is. Yeah, it's a good point. But you're talking about something that can make a huge difference in people's lives, and it's a relatively small investment. But if they don't got it, they don't got it. And that means somebody's got to give it to them.
I don't think Matt was on. Matt, were you on when she called about Joyce Meyer's ministry last time?
I don't think so.
Yeah, she is a socialist, or I mean a communist, but she likes Joyce Meyer, who is a Christian prosperity preacher.
Oh, she's one of those prosperity gospel types?
Yeah, remember we looked it up and she has like a gem-encrusted bath or toilet and stuff
God.
Like that. Not that I really
How many
think
wells could she build for the price of her toilet?
Not that I really have that much to say against her. I mean, whatever. She can do her own thing. But Sarah, the caller, is a communist, and she loves this lady.
That's what's going on there, Sarah?
Well, I mean, the thing about it is that
you're supposed to hate prosperity if you're communist.
Well, not really. I mean, it's just I believe that I don't like the so-called like abusive billionaires. But I think, you know, Joyce Meyer, that's all of our good karma. It's all of our good deeds. And, you know, I think God wants us to be happy and joyful and have nice things in life.
So wait, are you saying, just to clarify, Sarah, are you saying that Joyce Meyer and other good people should be allowed to choose how to spend their money?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, you're not a communist. I just want to let you know right now, congratulations.
You are not a communist.
So, Sarah, I feel really, I'm relieved to discover this about you, that you actually have compassion.
She's a free market capitalist.
For other people, that you believe in the freedom of an individual to make choices for themselves. And that's a beautiful thing. Congratulations.
So I have to deal with the reality of what it is now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could go either way. I could say everything could be state-owned and we just get allotted. That's okay with me. But if you get blessed, that's okay. I mean, you don't have to be just one thing or the other.
No, you do.
You know what I mean?
No, yes, you do have to be one way or the other. You either believe that the state should own and control everything, which is communism or socialism, or you believe that the individual should get to decide for themselves how to spend their resources that they've earned for themselves. You cannot have it both ways.
Why is it that you're a capitalist, but you like...
No, I'm in favor of the free market. I'm in favor of the free marketplace.
But you opposed the so-called crony abusive capitalists.
Absolutely. I oppose any use of the idea of the state, which consolidates power and is always used to violate people's rights. So I'm against the violation of human rights, and I'm against the violation of an individual being able to make a choice for themselves about how to, you know, spend their money or spend their time.
Yeah,
what
but
about you?
You have a mixed attitude.
No,
you,
I don't.
You like capitalism, but you don't like abusive, like the Walton families or people that exploit
you don't
people
understand,
that have
Sarah,
to get on welfare.
I didn't call myself a capitalist. I believe in the free market. I believe in freedom. I believe in people being able to make choices.
I call myself a capitalist, and I'll tell you right now, the Walton family aren't capitalists. They use the power of government to make their business better all the time. That is not capitalism.
As soon as somebody turns their company into a corporation, they're using the government, and that's against, I think, all three of us here's principles.
Yeah, Walmart exists because of real sweetheart tariff deals that were made with the governments and, you know, making China an appendage of the United States at this point, you know.
Force them to get communist programs like food stamps, welfare, and Medicaid, so they don't make enough to get by.
Right.
So the families have to go get subsidized by Section 8 housing. They can't pay the rent.
It's a horrible, vicious circle. And it all happens because the government put some programs in place to make things really easy for certain businesses to do business.
But for some reason, Sarah believes that if every single aspect of the economy was under complete control of the government, that everything would be a utopia, and it's really strange
to me. That's backwards. They've destroyed everything economically good in the history of economics, and that's not just the United States government. That's every government in history.
Right, because a free economy is based on free choice, the ability for the individual to decide for themselves, and the state or the government, whatever you want to call them, takes away choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I don't believe that. That's the propaganda. They say communism is bad, and they'll say that's the reason, but that the real reason is there's no multi-billionaire corporations that
you don't make any sense. You just said you don't believe that the state takes away choices. That's by definition what they do. Laws restrict people's ability to choose.
It's just confuse people. It's an economic
economic system without the capitalists, the billionaires.
Sarah, you're the one who's confused.
Sarah, they mask it as freedom.
Yeah. You're the one who has not. You're the one who is not comprehending what is going on. You're the one who's confused. Every law that is on the books, by definition, takes away your freedom to choose.
Every single one.
Every single law out there. Now, I know you don't listen to Free Talk Live very often, but we were just talking about a law that prohibits someone from going in and choosing to put $9,999 into their bank account on more than one occasion. That's
well,
one
I mean,
law.
There are thousands more. I know.
Sarah?
Right.
Huh?
Well, that's because of the money laundering.
I don't care what the reason is. I don't care why. It restricts your choice. Huh?
Okay, that's your opinion, okay?
Oh, it's just my opinion. Well, the difference is, Sarah, the law is an opinion backed by a gun. That's the difference between my opinion and the opinions you support. Thank you for the call tonight. If you support the law, quote unquote, if you support, which are just words written on paper by men and women who usually you don't know, but if you support laws, you are supporting opinions backed by the threat of violence, backed by men with guns, like the ATF guys that went and arrested a man for simply operating a YouTube channel where he said things that the men with guns, calling themselves the ATF, didn't like.
Because it scared them.
So they went ahead and they put this man behind bars, and he's now possibly going to face the rest of his life behind bars as a result of assisting, allegedly, promoting the sale of a piece of art on the internet. So those men did not have the freedom to choose to print and to sell this artwork. At least that's what the ATF is going to allege. Now it's going to have to go to a trial, and it's going to have to go in front of a jury, and then the jury makes the wrong decision, it's going to be appealed, and it might go up to the Supreme Court. And hopefully the Supreme Court in that case would say, oh, yeah, this is clearly artwork and this whole case is ridiculous after 5 years or 10 years or however long it takes to get in front of the Supreme Court after they've been sitting in jail for, you know, half a decade. Or if they're really lucky, the jury will be sane and they will find them not guilty, which, of course, just means the ATF can go and arrest the next guy because one case being found not guilty isn't a prohibition on the ATF doing the exact same thing all over again. Anyway, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And, of course, the only way out of this is to leave the United States.
Correct.
As secession, and we like that idea. Hour 3's on the way.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.